All right, coming next to the stage, we have a veteran storyteller who will be starting her own story night at the Upstairs Gallery in December. Claire Friedman, everybody.
Sitting in a chair this morning. I spent a long time trying to think of what I was going to talk about this month, and it was one of those things where I kept trying to think of something, and I totally already knew, and I was just in complete denial, because a big part of being a nerd is having that thing that you love and pretending you don't really love it that much to other people, and trying to hide that thing. And that thing for me, for many, many years, as demonstrated by the sweatshirt I'm wearing to stay warm, was speech in high school. So I was really, really, really into speech. And it wasn't like eight people who get together and don't look exactly right. We had a 100-person team. We had 120 people try out each year and would take 20 people. If you look at my high school's Wikipedia page, you can scroll down to activities. And the third thing listed is athletics. The second thing listed is our fine arts program. And the first largest multi-paragraph section is just forensics. Really, really into it. And I was captain, and I was like, so, you know, national tournaments. And the reason that I'm thinking about it is because this is the first national tournament of the entire year up in Glenbrooks, which I was just coaching because my little brother is now competing. And it was very, very odd to go there because the more time passes from being in that place, the more disconnected I feel from that world. And I really only touch base with them once a year during this tournament when I go up and coach. And it's so weird walking into this thing that I loved so much and was such a huge part of my life and I was completely obsessed with, and going back and realizing that I don't really love it anymore, and kind of having a sense of loss from this activity that I did. And I mean, I first experienced that when I went to college and I was like, oh yeah, I did speech. We were really, really into that. And people looked at me and went, what? You did what? Nobody cares. Nobody understood, like, the cult that it was and how cool we were for doing that. No one believed me when I said we were cool for doing that. It probably wasn't true in the first place. But it's this huge sense of feeling like I don't know who these people are anymore. And I don't know what their deal is or what they're doing. And I coached a bunch of these kids, and I realized that these were people who were filled with the same obsession and the same love that I was filled with, and I didn't have it anymore. And I felt like it was like playing through an entire video game or finishing the last Harry Potter book or seeing an ex who's it's been years since you've seen, and you realize, I remember loving that, but I don't anymore. And I asked my little brother when I was coaching them, because I kept pushing these kids to make sure that they were caring about what they were saying, and I was like, Andrew, who's my little brother, I said, Andrew, how much do you care about this? Tell me how much you care about it. He was like, I care. I was like, no, Andrew, convince me that you care. Convince me right now that this piece, that I should spend 10 minutes sitting here wasting my time watching you, convince me how much you care. And he looked at me and he said, okay, I haven't been home from school before 10 o'clock every single night, and I did really, really badly on an AP Euro test. And I didn't do very well at my debate tournament because I was working so hard on this, and I haven't been sleeping well, and I've been doing all my homework in study hall and not at home, and Dad's probably going to get really mad at me and yell at me when he finds out how bad I did on that test, but I'm doing that for this thing. And I was like, okay, that's how much you care, and that's how much you need to show me that you care. And saying that to him was so odd because I didn't care. And the strangest thing as I was driving home was that I replaced that hole in my life that speech was with improv and with comedy, and realizing that 10 years from now I could feel the same way about all this. Is that I could show up to a show or show up to a performance and say, oh, I remember when I cared about that. I remember when I did that thing. That was a weird time in my life, wasn't it? And maybe once a year I'll go back to that place and remember how much it was to care so much about this weird thing that we do. So much that it hurts. So much that it's your whole life and it's all your friends and it's everything that you build up yourself for the week. And then that thing happens and then it's done, and then you fill it with something else or someone else, and you move on. And maybe that next thing will be something that you have for your entire life. Maybe it won't. As long as you can keep caring about something that much and fill your whole self with it, something, anything, you'll be okay.
Claire Friedman, everybody. Thank you very much.